Our theme tonight is, well, I guess it's real money. Dr. Mark Skidmore, who's been helping me with the missing money, and was the wonderful professor from MSU who got a group of graduate students and went digging through hundreds, if not thousands, of OIG documents from Department of Defense and HUD to produce the final number of the undocumentable adjustments that the government has published numbers for. There are many that they haven't published numbers for. But he, you know, I was, at the time he came, got involved, I was using the number 11.5 trillion, and he has worked us all the way up to 21 trillion, which you can see on the Missing Money webpage that you can link to from the left column on the website. Anyway, he did a new interview this week with USA Watchdog, and I strongly recommend it. You'll, if you know a lot about the missing money, you'll laugh your head off, but no one provides a better definition of what the state, deep state, is than Dr. Skidmore, though I don't think he meant to do that. He simply described the fact that there is a enormous number of transactions that are occurring outside the Constitution and the financial management laws and are clearly not properly documented. And as you watch Greg Hunter talk with him, you realize the trance is wearing off. Finally, people are beginning to realize this is real. It's not just accounting entries. We are literally financing two civilizations out of one budget, and the undocumentable adjustments just at two agencies are now more than the total official debt of the United States. Later this week, the USA Watchdog published the interview on Sunday. Rob Kirby published a new interview talking about signs of inflation and the fact that the money's being created, as indicated by the 21 trillion, is more than people realize. Anyway, I think the trance is wearing off with respect to the money. It's also wearing off with respect to the surveillance and the related political and economic warfare. Last week, we published our new report on Bill Binney and litigation to hold the NSA accountable. Binney is the person responsible to get the information to Trump that he had been under surveillance during the campaign, and was also able to basically testify that the he and his colleagues report that the intel that WikiLeaks had received was a local download. It was not a hack from a distance, and so they could document that it's a local download. When you combine that with Donna Brazile's revelations for her fear for her own safety, it's the combination has done a huge amount to blow the Russian hack the election canard. Skidmore and Binney are two examples why I've started to call 2017 the year of pushing back, because you just see so much power. Powerful intellects, powerful people pushing back hard, and they've got the facts, they have the numbers, they have the details, they have the data, and they're pushing back with hard facts, and they're pushing back with a mastery of the laws and regulations, and it's wonderful to see.